Okay, today we're going to learn Shabbos Daf Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. We're holding up the Mishnah Daf Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, and we're going to continue to discuss halachos of refuah on Shabbos. So says the Mishnah, Choshesh B'shinav, if a person has a toothache, Lo Yigama Behenes HaChometz, a person should not fill his mouth with vinegar, because that's not a normal thing for healthy people to do. So it's obvious that you're doing that for the sake of refuah, and that's why you're not allowed to do it on Shabbos. Aval Mitabel Hu Kedarko V'Nishape, Nishape. But what you could do is you could dip your challah in some vinegar and eat it like the way you would normally eat it, and then if that happens to give you a refuah, because it happens to be vinegar that's going into your mouth, that's perfectly fine, because you're acting in a natural way that a healthy person would act. If a person has a stomachache, he should not put wine or vinegar on his body, because he's only doing it for refuah. But he can put oil on his body, because that's something that people would do even when they're healthy. V'lo shemen vered, but he shouldn't use rose oil, because that's very expensive and not common, and therefore healthy people don't typically use it. So it's obvious that you're doing it for refuah. B'nei melachim sachin shemen vered al makosehen. Princes, the children of kings, would anoint themselves with rose oil, shekein darko nosuch b'chol, because that's what they would do on a weekday. So therefore, it's not a special, it's not so obvious that it's done for refuah when they do it on Shabbos. Rabbi Shimon Omer Kol Yisrael B'nei Melachim Hein. And then Rabbi Shimon says, well, if B'nei Melachim could do it, any Jew can do it, because the entire Jewish people have the status of B'nei Melachim. So the Mishnah essentially teaches that you're allowed to do things for refuah that don't look like they're for refuah, that are normal weekday activities. But then we have this machlokas. At the end of the Mishnah, what about something that only very rich people do on a regular basis? Do we say that all the Jewish people are considered like B'nei Melachim and can do the same? Or is it only for the actual people who would normally do that? So now asks the Gemara, Rami le Ravacha Aricha, Dehu Ravacha Bar Papa le Rabbi Avahu, Ravacha Aricha, whose name was also Ravacha Bar Papa. Asks the Stirutz Rabbi Avahu, Tanah, Nachoshesh, Peshin of Leigam Venes Nachomet. It says in our Mishnah that you're not supposed to fill your mouth with vinegar when you have a toothache. Lemeimer de Chometz Mali Vishinayim. That implies that Chometz is good for your teeth. Vakziv Ka Chometz Vishinayim Kasha Leinayim. But the Pasuk says in Mishlei that just like Chometz ruins your teeth, so too a lazy person will ruin those who sent him to do a job. So you see that it's a terrible thing. So lo kasha habikiyuha depere habichala. Now there's two different types of chometz. The chometz that the pasuk is talking about that's really bad for you is what they make the wine that's made from grapes that are not fully ripened. Whereas the chometz in the Mishnah is talking about chometz that's made from really good wine that has then soured, and that's very good for your teeth. The ibayisema, another possible answer, havaha bechala. Both of them are talking about the chometz that's made from good wine that has been machmitz, that has turned to vinegar. Hadi ikamaka, hadaleka maka. But it's good for you when you have a wound. When you don't have a wound, it's bad for you. Ikamaka masi, leka maka merapi. If there is a wound, so then it will heal the wounds. But if there's no wound, so then it will just cause your flesh to shrivel and would be very bad for you. So again, the Gemara asks a stira between the pasuk and the Mishnah whether chometz is good for you or not, and we have two answers to the stira. Either there are two types of vinegar, or it depends on who's taking the vinegar, someone who has a wound or someone who does not have a wound in their teeth. Now the Mishnah said that someone who has a toothache is not supposed to use chometz for refuah. But doesn't the Braisa say that you're only not allowed to use it like a mouthwash, to put it in your mouth and then spit it out? But there's no problem if you swallow it. And our Mishnah sounds like it says you're not allowed to put it in your mouth at all. So Rabbi Kitan Megameo Poletan. No, it's an extra qualification you have to add to the Mishnah, that the Mishnah is only saying that you're not allowed to put it in your mouth and then spit it out. Rava that our Mishnah might even be talking about swallowing it. But there's a big difference. The Bryce was talking about before you had some bread with the vinegar, and that's why you're allowed to swallow the chometz, because it's not obvious that you're doing it for a fua, because it was normal to be tovel b'chometz during their suuda each and every day. And someone who sees that that's what you're doing, and you want to eat chometz, you know, it's not going to be surprised, is not going to think that you're ill. But our Mishnah is talking about la'achas, people. You already ate. You already finished your meal. So what in the world are you doing with vinegar in your mouth? So that's going to be very obvious that it's for the sake of refuah. So asks the Gemara, v'neim amidul lefnei tibul shari la'achar tibul namishari. But wait, once you're going to say that you're allowed to do it before the meal, you should also be allowed to do it after the meal. Because after all, the shamin le'le rava, the islay ho'il. Rava is the Amora who holds of a principle called ho'il. That since something is mutter in one context, we therefore make it mutter in another context as well. Specifically, Rava said this about Shabbos and Yom HaKippurim. The Amar Rava, Rava said about Tevila on Yom Kippur, Leka Midi, the Shabbos Shari, will be Yom Kippur Masu. There's nothing that's Mutter to do on Shabbos and Asur to do on Yom Kippur. And therefore, just like you're allowed to go to the mikvah on Shabbos, because it doesn't look like you're being mistaken yourself with the tevila, it looks like you're just cooling off. So on Yom Kippur, you're allowed to go to the mikvah, even though generally on Yom Kippur, you're not allowed to bathe. And everyone knows that the only reason you're going into the mikvah is to be mistaken yourself. So it really looks more like a tikkun than like you're being mascara v'mayim. Then it looks like you're just cooling off in the water. Still, it's mutter to do. Hold the b'shav shari, Yom Kippur nami shari, because Rava holds to this principle of ho'il, that since it's mutter on Shabbos, it's mutter Yom Kippur as well. So by tibul as well, Rava should hold that since you're allowed to be megamei chometz lefnei ha'achila before you eat, you should be allowed to do it after you eat as well. So answers Gemara, Hadabe Rava mehach. Rava changed his mind from that distinction between putting chometz in your mouth before the meal and after the meal. Because you're right. If he could have done it before the meal, then memela he's able to do it after the meal, and therefore Rava ultimately goes with Abaye's answer. So again, the Gemara had asked the stira that our Mishnah sounds like you're not allowed to fill your mouth with chometz even if you swallow it, but the Braisa says that if you swallow it, it's mutter. So that's a stira between the two. So we had two answers to that stira. So what were the two answers to the stira? First, we had Abaye's answer to the stira, where Abaye says that that our Mishnah only meant that you're not allowed to be megameo polit. But in Chinami, the Mishnah would hold you're allowed to swallow it, and Rava ultimately agrees to that answer. And then Rava's answer that was rejected was a distinction between before the meal and after the meal. So now the Gemara asks, how do I know Rava changed his mind from this answer? Maybe Rava changed his mind from the principle of Ho'il, and ultimately he rejected the principle of Ho'il. So I answer the Gemara, lo saltadaitach, that can't be. The Tanya kolchay of Yitzvilos, tovlin kudarkon, bein mitishvav, bein b'yom ha-kipurim, because the Braisa tells us that you're allowed to be tovel in Yom HaKippurim. So it must be that since on Shabbos it's mutzer to be tovel, then on Yom Kippur it's also mutzer to be tovel. Good. Then the Mishnah said, ha-choshish b'masnav, that if a person has some other discomfort or ailment, he's not supposed to rub wine or vinegar on his body, but oil, yes, because it's normal for people to use oil. And then we had a machlokas about shemen vered, about rose oil. Do we say that it's okay for kings, but not okay for other people? Or do we say all the Jewish people are b'nei melachim? So Amar Rav Yavar Zabda Amar Rav, halacha k'Rabbi Shimon, we pass like Rabbi Shimon that all of the Jewish people are b'nei melachim, and therefore they can all use shemen vered on Shabbos. Remember the Rav k'Rabbi Shimon Sirulai? You mean to tell me that Rav holds like Rabbi Shimon? V'amar Rav Simi Barchia Mishmei the Rav, didn't Rav Simi Barchia say in the name of Rav, the cloth that they would use to close off a barrel in order to close off its opening where the spout is, you're not allowed to attach it on Yontif because it's a violation of Schita. Even though you're not having any kavana to be sochet, you're just trying to close off the barrel, it's still going to be Asur because Rav holds the Davar Sheinu Miskaven is Asur, like Rabbi Yehuda, not like Rabbi Shimon, who's Matir Davar Sheinu. So you see that Rav in Hilchos Shabbos doesn't hold like Rabbi Shimon. So how come he holds like Rabbi Shimon all of a sudden when it comes to the rose oil? Now when it comes to closing off the barrel with the beged, even Rabbi Shimon would say that that's aser, because that's a psikreshe. There's no way to do it without being sochet, without squeezing some of the liquid out of the beged. Rav Chia Barashi Yam Rav, halach Rabbi Yehuda, Rav Chanan Bar Ami Yam Shmuel, halach Rabbi Shimon, Rav Chia Bar Rav Mas Masila Belo Gavri, Rav Amalach Rabbi Du Shmuel Amalach Rabbi Shimon. But still, how can you say that Rav holds like Rabbi Shimon? Here we have the sage that Rav says that Allah is like Rabbi Yehuda. So why, when it comes to the rose oil, all of a sudden is Rav going to pass them like Rabbi Shimon, that people who are just regular Jews, not B'nai Malachim, are allowed to use the rose oil? Ella Amar Rava Aniva Arisha B'chaburut Targirna Umanu Rabbi Chiya Bar Avin Halach Rabbi Shimon V'lav Mita'amei. He says that I, and Rava says that I and the Arisha B'chabura, namely Rabbi Chiya Bar Avin, have explained that Rav holds Halach like Rabbi Shimon, but for a totally different reason than the reason Rabbi Shimon was matir. Rav does not hold really like Rabbi Shimon. He allows using Shemen Vered for a different reason, which allows him to even possibly like Rabbi Yehuda in Hilchos Shabbos. So what was that reason? My halach Rabbi Shimon v'lav mitamei. Ilem halach Rabbi Shimon d'shari v'lav mitamei. Dil Rabbi Shimon sover masi v'rav sover lo masi. If it's because Rabbi Shimon is matirit, even though it heals, and Rav holds that it doesn't heal at all, and that's why you're allowed to use it, the sover rav lo masi, is that true? Does Rav hold that rose oil doesn't heal? Then maybe it's funny, b'nei melachim sachem l'gavim l'chsein shabim v'rin b'chal d'masi. From the fact that the Mishnah says that b'nei melachim used to put it on their wounds, apparently it does heal. Ella halach Rabbi Shimon d'shari v'lav mitamei, do Rabbi Shimon sover af agav lo shchiach shari, Rav sover ish shchiach in, v'lo shchiach lo, uvas ujav shchiach mashcha dvarda. Now, what it means that halach Rabbi Shimon v'lav mitamei is Rabbi Shimon holds that even though nobody uses this besides for b'nei melachim, it's mutter anyway, and Rav says, no, it's only mutter if this is something that's very common. And it happens to be Rav was either from a more affluent place or from a place where there was greater supply of Shemen Vered, and therefore was something that was more common for regular folk, for regular people to use. And that's what Rav, and that's the reason that Rav was matir. So again, the Gemara assumes that that Rav is going to be consistent in who he paskins like in Hilchos Shabbos, and he paskins like Rabbi Yehuda, that a davar she'eino miskaven is asur. But nevertheless, when it comes to Shemen Vered, he's going to paskin that it's mutter, which is what Rabbi Shimon held, because in Rav's town, Shemen Vered was a very common thing. Okay, let's stop there. Hadron Alach Shemon Shratzim, and Be'ez Hashem, next time we will pick up with the 15th perek of Masechet Shabbos.